And he taught a lecture, he taught a class at Buffalo University. What's the name of the college?
State University of New York at Buffalo.
State University of New York at Buffalo. He was teaching a class there.
И един от първите предни на група много първо, той е дал лекции в този университет штатски на Нью Йорк в Бафало.
And so many devotees came out of that class.
И от тези лекции много предани се присъединили.
Нарадам, Бхагаван, Праладананда Махарадж,
Бурижан,
right.
Нитянанда.
Who?
Нитянанда.
Нитянанда.
Remember Nityananda from
New Orleans?
Yeah, New Orleans.
He came from that group.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Then also there was Gunagrahi Maharaj. Gunagrahi Maharaj.
Gunagrahi. So at the Tejas. The lecture, pardon?
You know, Tejas.
Tejas?
Yeah.
He came from there.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a great devotee. Fantastic devotee. So at the lecture when Praladananda Maharaj and myself, we were all gathered there. It was a small temple, about this size, a little bit bigger. It was the second temple in New York. We had just moved from the first temple to the second temple, and now the devotees were coming. And in that lecture, Srila Prabhupada said that I expect all of you to become spiritual masters.
И в тази лекция Шрила Прабхупад каза, очаквам всички вие да станете духовни учители.
He didn't say only you men.
Не каза само вие мъжете.
He didn't say only the chosen ones, the Jews.
Не каза само избраните евреите.
He said everybody, all my disciples.
Всички мои ученици.
And he gave the example of a hot iron rod becoming fire.
Той даде примера с нагорещеното желязо в огън.
So the hot iron rod, it's still iron, but it's acting as fire.
И нагорещеното желязо, то е все още желязо, но действа като огън.
So, Praladananda Maharaj has taken this order extremely seriously.
И Praladananda Maharaj е приел това наставление на Прабхупад много сериозно.
And from the time of his initiation in 1969,
времето на неговото посвещение през 69,
till today he has been walking the razor's edge.
Той и до днес той върви по ръба на бръснача.
And he has become that iron rod who was turned into fire.
И той се превърнал в това нажежено желязо, което се превърнал в огън.
In other words, the disciplic succession from Srila Prabhupada is coming from him.
С други думи, ученическата последователност през Шрила Прабхупад минава и през него.
Because the spiritual master is a window to the spiritual kingdom.
Защото духовният учител е прозорец към духовния свят.
Which means to him you have access to Prabhupada, the Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Srila Gaurakishore, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Vishwanath Das Chakravarti, Narottam, Lokanath, Six Goswami, Sri Chaitanya, Ishwara Puri, Madhavendra Puri, back, Madhavendra, Madhvacharya, Srila Vyasadev, Narada Muni, Lord Brahma, Lord Krishna, the whole disciplic succession.
И чрез него ние имаме достъп до цялата ученическа последователност.
But this must be understood very seriously.
Това трябва да бъде разбрано сериозно.
When someone accepts sannyas, it means they are dead to this world.
Когато някой приема сънияс, това означава, че те стават мъртви за света.
And they are living to the spiritual world.
И те живеят в духовния свят.
Which is why a sannyasi is not burnt. He's given a samadhi because he's already burnt through the fire of initiation.
Това е, когато сънняси напусне тялото, то не му се изгаря, а се слага в самади, защото то вече е изгорено чрез посвещението.
So the sannyasi is a guru of the entire world.
Сънняси е гуру на целия свят.
So it's our great privilege and great honor to welcome today His Holiness Srila Praladananda Maharaj.
За нас е чест и привилегия да имаме честта да имам общуването на Негова Светлост Праладананда Махарадж.
On behalf of all the devotees, we thank you for coming.
Thank you for being here, otherwise I wouldn't come.
Благодаря ви, че сте тук, иначе нямаше да
дойде. The only reason why I came is because you're here.
Единствената причина да дойде, защото вие сте тук.
So I'm going to read from the Bhagavad Gita. Do you have a copy in Bulgarian?
I have a small copy.
Small ones, sorry. We only read from big ones. He only reads when he's very particular. He's a big Bhagavad Gita.
You don't have
the
Bulgarian?
Bhagavad Gita has to be big.
Bhagavad Gita as it is.
So we're going to read from the Yoga Yukta Vishuddhatma Vijitatma Jitendriya Sarva Bhutatma Bhutatma Kauravanatma Nalipyate. That should be text number 7. Chapter 5, text number 7.
Yes.
One who works in devotion, who is a pure soul, and controls his mind and senses, is dear to everyone, and everyone is dear to him. Always working, such a man is never entangled.
Човек, който работи в преданост, който е чиста душа и контролира ума и сетивата си, е скъп на всеки и всеки му е скъп. Въпреки че винаги действа, то никога не се обвързва.
So Srila Prabhupada's purport. One who is on the path of liberation by Krishna consciousness is very dear to every living being, and every living being is dear to him. This is due to his Krishna consciousness. Such a person cannot think of any living being as separate from Krishna. Just as the leaves and branches of a tree are not separate from the tree. He knows very well that by pouring water on the root of the tree, the water will be distributed to all the leaves and branches. Or by supplying food to the stomach, the energy is automatically distributed throughout the body. Because one who works in Krishna consciousness is servant to all, he is very dear to everyone. And because everyone is satisfied by his work, he is pure in consciousness. Because he is pure in consciousness, his mind is completely controlled. And because his mind is controlled, his senses are also controlled. Because his mind is always fixed on Krishna, there is no chance of his being deviated from Krishna. Nor is there a chance that he will engage his senses in matters other than the service of the Lord. He does not like to hear anything except topics relating to Krishna. He does not like to eat anything which is not offered to Krishna. And he does not wish to go anywhere if Krishna is not involved. Therefore, his senses are controlled. A man who controls senses cannot be offensive to anyone. One may ask, why then was Arjuna offensive in battle to others? Wasn't he in Krishna consciousness? Arjuna was only superficially offensive because, as has already been explained in the second chapter, all the assembled persons on the battlefield would continue to live individually. As the soul cannot be slain, so, spiritually, no one was killed on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Only their dresses were changed by the order of Krishna, who was personally present. Therefore, Arjuna, while fighting on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, was not actually fighting at all. He was simply carrying out the orders of Krishna in full Krishna consciousness. Such a person is never entangled in the reactions of work.
Този, който е на пътя на освобождението посредством Кришна съзнание, е много скъп на всяко живо същество и всяко живо същество му е много скъпо. Това се дължи на неговото Кришна съзнание. Такава личност не може да мисли за нито едно живо същество като отделно от Кришна. Както листата и клоните на едно дърво не са отделени от дървото, той знае много добре, че ако полива корена на дървото, водата ще стигне до всички клони и листа. И че ако дава храна на стомаха, енергията автоматично ще се разпространи навсякъде с тялото. Тъй като човекът, който работи в Кришна съзнание, е слуга на всички, той е много скъп на всеки. И понеже всеки е доволен от работата му, той е с чисто съзнание. И понеже е с чисто съзнание, умът му е напълно контролиран. Понеже умът му е контролиран, сетивата му също се контролира. И тъй като умът му е винаги установен върху Кришна, няма вероятност такъв човек да бъде отклонен от Кришна. Нито има вероятност той да ангажира сетивата си с неща, които не са свързани с служенето на Бога. Той не обича да слуша за нищо друго, освен за неща, които се отнасят до Кришна. Той не обича да се храни с нищо, което не е предложено на Кришна. И не желая да ходи никъде, ако това не е за Кришна. Ето защо сетивата му са контролирани. Човек с контролирани сетива не може да навреди на никого. Някой може да запита, защо тогава Арджуна извършва насилие в битката спрямо другите. Това не е ли в Кришна съзнание? Той не е ли в Кришна съзнание? Действително, само изглежда, че Арджуна извършва насилие, защото, както вече бе обяснено в втора глава, всички личности на бойното поле ще продължат да живеят индивидуално, тъй като душата не може да бъде убита. И така, в духовно отношение, на бойното поле Курукшетра не бил убит никой. Там по заповед на Кришна, който присъства лично, се извършва само смяна на дрехите. Ето защо, докато се сражава на бойното поле Курукшетра, Арджуна в действителност не се сражава. Той просто изпълнява заповедите на Кришна в пълно Кришна съзнание. Такава личност никога не е обвързана с резултатите от работата си.
Кришна съзнание? What's the Krishna consciousness? Krishna is
съзнание.
The знание.
Съзнание.
Съзнание. Ум control out. Ум is mind.
Yes.
Control.
Контролирам.
Yoga yukta vishidatma viditatma ditendriya sarvabhutatma bhutatma korvanatmenalipite. One who works in devotion is the purest soul, controls his mind and senses, he is dear to everyone and everyone is dear to him. While always working, such a person is never entangled.
Човек, който работи в преданост, който е чиста душа и контролира ума и сетивата си, е скъп на всеки и всеки му е скъп. Въпреки че винаги действа, той никога не се обвързва.
Нама Ом Вишну Вирая Кришна Прастая Будда Шримате Бхакти Виранта Свами Джанабне Намасте Сарасватам Деве Горавани Прачарне Нирвишеша Шнивади Паска Дьяде Прахарна. I believe this is something like a celebration for Śrīla Prabhupāda.
Разбрах, че това е нещо, като трябва да говорим за Шрила Прабхупада, честване за Шрила Прабхупада.
It's like a, what is it exactly?
Prabhupada
memories. One time Prabhupada was, also Trivikram Maharaj came from Buffalo.
Who?
Trivikram.
Trivikram?
Yeah.
So many gurus came from there.
Well, we're all gurus.
Well, we call each other the problem, but there is also a difference.
Simultaneously one different. You know Jamanjaya? Did you know Jamanjaya?
Jamanjaya came from there.
Yeah. Also
Lakshmi Moni.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a number of others.
That was huge.
Yeah. Lokavarnatham, you know the Lokavarnatham?
Yes. Nirmandavan.
Yeah.
Twin
yeah.
brother.
Lokavarnatham and Muktikesh. That was his brother.
Oh yes, his late brother, later mentioned.
So Prabhupada, I first
Jagadish also, sorry.
Yes, Jagadish. We were friends before we joined.
Okay, it's fine.
Yeah, and a few more also. Okay. Hmm? Some more also came from there.
Wow, incredible.
Even Ramapad Maharaj visited there. Ramapad Maharaj.
Who?
Ramapad,
he came from there. So that was a cell of devotees from the past life who had all gathered together. And they were, Rupanuga was empowered by Prabhupada basically to go get you. You're all associates of Prabhupada basically.
I think we all are. I first time I saw Prabhupada physically was in 1969. Prabhupada came to Buffalo.
Видях за първи път Шрила Прабхупада през 69-та, когато дойде в Buffalo.
And before that, the Hare Krishna movement was more or less, when I first joined, we didn't have any books. The only books we had were the three original Shrimad Bhagavatam, 68.
През 68, когато се присъединих, единствените книги, които имаше, бяха трите тома на първа песен на Шрила Бхагаватам.
And so we didn't really discuss very much about the Bhagavatam.
Ние не дискутирахме много Бхагаватам.
Because we didn't know very much about the Bhagavatam.
Защото не знаехме много за Бхагаватам.
First Bhagavatam class I attended was, I guess, May of 68.
Първата лекция в Бхагаватам, която присъствах, беше през, мисля, май месец на 68.
I walked in and they were talking about Ashwatthama throwing a brahmastra at Arjuna.
Когато влязах, аз слушах как Ashwatthama е хвърлил брамастра.
That was my introduction to Hare Krishna.
Това беше въведението на Кришна съзнание.
The whole universe was burning.
Цялата вселена горяла.
In any case, Prabhupada was the more or less the center of a focus.
Тогава Прабхупада беше центъра на внимание.
And when Prabhupada came in, he stayed a week in Buffalo.
Той остана една седмица в Buffalo.
So I get it. This is in April, I think, or March of 68, 69.
Това беше, мисля, че март или април 69.
So I got a chance to spend a week with him.
И аз имах шанса да прекарам една седмица с него.
Sitting with him three, four hours a day.
Да стоя с него на практика 3-4 часа на ден.
Sometimes it was only Prabhupada and someone else and myself.
Някога бяхме само.
So he just talked to us for hours sometimes.
Шрила Прабхупада беше с някой и аз сами, той ми говореше с часове понякога.
But basically, after, because the whole idea, at the beginning, the whole idea was to get as much association with Prabhupada as possible.
В началото се стремяхме да получим колкото се възможно общуване с Прабхупада.
One was considered to be advanced as much association as one had with Prabhupada.
Човек се считаше за напреднал, зависимост от колко общуване има с Прабхупада.
But then after spending a week with Prabhupada, usually at least 3 or 4 hours a day, sometimes more, then my conclusion was that I didn't really have to associate that much with Prabhupada, that his instructions were not with the same thing.
И след като прекарах една седмица по няколко часа на ден с Прабхупада, аз реализирах, че не е толкова важно физически да общувам с Прабхупада, а следването на инструкциите му са също толкова важни.
And that the instructions were quite simple, actually.
И че всъщност инструкциите му са много прости.
It wasn't that Prabhupada had some secret to tell people.
Прабхупада
не didn't tell anyone else.
Някаква тайна, която не казваше на другите.
Only the confidential servants of Prabhupada get to know the confidential.
Само най-поверителните му слуги получаваха това най-поверително знание.
At the beginning, we didn't have any tapes. There was no one had a tape recorder. There were no tapes. There were no lectures that we heard from Prabhupada.
Нямаше кастофон да се записват лекциите и ние не слушахме записани лекции.
Prabhupada, Rupanuga would call up and ask, you know, what did Prabhupada, he'd call up Brahmananda, what did Prabhupada say today?
Rupanuga се обаждаше на Брамананда и питаше за какво днес Прабхупада говори.
And Brahmananda said, Prabhupada said we're not this body.
И Брамананда говори, Прабхупада каза, че не сме това тяло.
And then the next week he'd call up, what did Prabhupada say now?
И следващата седмица се обажда и пита, какво каза днес Прабхупада?
And Prabhupada said, we're not this body. So we, after some weeks, we concluded that Prabhupada probably is saying, preaching how we're not this body. And that Krishna is God. Although it sounds quite simple, but to understand this is quite profound.
Разбира се, това звучи просто, но за да се реализира е нещо много дълбоко.
I got second initiation in April, same year that you got. Prabhupada had gone to New Vrindavan. And Jagadish, and Bhagavan, and Krishna Bhamani. You know Krishna Bhamani?
Yes.
They were as Bhakti Irene and Bhakti Bill. And Jagadish Prabhu, myself, we had gone to see Prabhupada in New Vrindavan.
Ние отидехме заедно с Джагадиш да видим Прабхупада в New Vrindavan.
New Vrindavan was our farm project at that time. That Hari Griva and Kirtananda Swami at that time went there to Bloop. Bloop was one to leave. They wanted to leave the movement, and so they went there to find some kind of place away from everyone where they could just do their own thing.
И Блуп означава да напуснат движението и те бяха намерили това място, за да се отделят от късното от всички и да правят тяхното, което искат.
They decided to come back to ISKCON after some time.
Но след известно време решиха да се върнат в ИСКОН.
I think it was so boring in New Vrindavan, they had to do something.
И било явно доста отекчително там и се решили да направят нещо.
So New Vrindavan was a, you know, rather unusual place.
И това било доста необичайно място.
Typical way we have our projects in ISKCON.
Типично за нашите проекти в ИСКОН.
We buy the cheapest place.
Купуваме най-евтиното място.
Spend the rest of the time trying to fix it up.
И се опитваме през останалото време да го поправим.
So we bought this. They got this farm in the middle of West Virginia, which is practically, you know, uninhabitable.
И те купиха тази земя в Западна Вирджиния. В местност, която на практика е трудно може да се обитава.
All hills.
Има само хълмове.
Freezing cold in the winter.
Адски студ през зимата.
Mud in the summer.
Mud.
Mud in the spring.
Кал през пролета.
Anyhow, we arrived. We went there by car, some kind of car.
С някакво колело успяхме да достигнем до там.
And when we got there two. Well, I guess it would be around 4 kilometers. From the farm. So there was no road, it was all mud.
И стигнахме някъде до около 4 км от фермата, и понеже нямаше пътища, само кал.
So at that time we didn't have shoes.
По това време ние нямахме обувки.
That was considered to be karmi.
Се считаше за карми.
We had these flip-flops. Flip-flop, you know, flip-flop. There's these plastic, you know, tongues. You know, these plastic shoes that have the thing that comes out there. You
know.
So I, with my tongs and my nylon, you know, brahmachari dhoti, came off the, you know, nylon cloth. You know, we used to buy these bolts of cloth and cut them, and that's how you got your dhoti. And so we got off, and then they said, how do we get there? They say, you walk. No, I mean, so I took one step, and my foot sank into the mud. Along with the tongue got stuck. So 4 hours later, we arrived at the farmhouse. Usually it doesn't take 4 hours to walk 4 kilometers. But it was a rather special walk. And we got in there, and the farmhouse where they had the temple was, you know, Hari Griva had gone to India and they were doing arti.
He
learned arti from India.
Била фермата и Хари Грива, понеже бил ходил в Индия, бил донесъл неща и те правили арти.
They were doing the Gora, the Kibajaya prayers.
Те по това време спееха Gora arti.
Because no one knew actually what the words were properly. So it was a kind of Gora arti.
Било нещо като Gora arti, защото никой не знал думите.
But if you go to India, like Radha Damodar temple, what they do is they take these gongs and they just hit it as loud as possible.
Но в Индия, ако сте ходили в някои от храмовете, като Радха Дамодар, те вземат тия големи гонгове и го удрят със всичка сила.
You can't hear what they're saying, but you can hear the gong very well. Bang, bang, dang, 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 dang.
Не чувате какво казва точно, чувате гонга.
So that was our entry, you know, that was our Gora arti. And then Bhagavan, who was Bhaktabila and myself, we went upstairs to see Prabhupada. Prabhupada was staying in the attic. It was an attic.
Тоест беше на таванското помещение.
And there was just enough room for his bed and someone else to squeeze in.
И имаше само място за неговото легло и може би един човек да се влезе.
I mean, it wasn't very much room in the attic. And then Prabhupada, we sat there and I was very shy, so I didn't want to. But Prabhupada looked at me and said, so, he smiled and he said, so how do you like our jungle?
Аз бях съмежлив, не исках нищо да кажа, но Прабхупада ме погледна и пита, как харесва ли те нашата джунгла?
And then Prabhupada talked to us for some time and I went down to see Kirtananda, who was living in a little shed. He was actually living in the shed.
След това слязах и отидох до Киртананда, който живееше в малка колиба.
And I said, what is Prabhupada teaching?
И аз питах, какво учи Прабхупада?
And Kirtananda Maharaj, he said, well, Prabhupada is telling us, all we need is a little land and a cow and all our economic problems are solved.
И той каза, Прабхупад ни казва, че трябва да имаме малко, имаме нужда единствено от малко земя, една крава и ще разрешим всички проблеми економически.
So I was the treasure of the temple in Buffalo.
По това време моето служение беше на ковчежник в храма в Buffalo.
And we were always having difficulty paying all the different bills we had.
И винаги имахме проблем с това да плащаме всички сметки.
And I was trying to figure out how if we bought a cow and a little land we'd solve all our economic problems.
И аз почнах да се чудя как ще стане, ако купим малко земя и крава, ще се разрешим икономическите проблеми.
Trying to figure out where we were going to put our cow.
Чуди се къде ще
държим in the middle of the city.
Къде ще държим крата, понеже живеехме в центъра на града.
In any case, we spent some days there.
Там прекарахме няколко дни.
And there was also another Mataji there who had come to see Prabhupada, Labangalatik. You know Labangalatik?
Yeah, Labangalatik, yes. The mother of Dwarkadish.
Yeah.
Още една Mataji посети Прабхупада тогава, Labangalatik.
She's in India now.
And they asked, they actually bought the bill and Irene, her name was. They had gone there to take initiation from Prabhupada and get married. And they asked Bhakti Bill was going to ask Prabhupada if he could have it was possible for him to become a doctor. He had already been accepted to medical school.
Bhakti Bill was going to ask Prabhupada if he could become a doctor because he was accepted to medical school.
And I was thinking Prabhupada's going to say, no, no, it's Maya, don't become a doctor, you know. But Bill asked him, he said, Prabhupada said, oh, that's a good idea, we need doctors.
So
I was quite surprised. And then they asked, Jagadish comes, the Bangalatik Mataji comes up to me and says, Prabhupada says he's going to give me second initiation.
And
then Jagadish, who is my friend from college before he joined,
he said, oh,
I'm going to get second initiation too.
So
I was getting more and more envious. Why they're getting set. And then they asked me to build a fire sacrifice. And no one said anything to me about getting second initiation. Said every moment I was building the thing, I'm doing all this work and they're getting the initiation. Finally it was all done and probably and Pradumya, was Prabhupada's secretary at that time. The one who had...
Purushottam?
Yeah, Purushottam. Comes out to me and says, oh, you're also getting second initiation.
I remember
they had the fire sacrifice, and then before it, Bhakta Bill and Irene hands Prabhupada the beads. At that time in our beads, in order to count the beads, where we left off, we used to put a paper clip to mark where the bead was left off, the last bead we chanted. So Prabhupada looks at the paper clip and hands the beads back. And so Bhakta Bill practically fainted, thinking that Prabhupada had just rejected him, wouldn't give him initiation.
He took the paper clip off?
Yeah, he took the paper clip off. Hands him back the beads. And says, you know, he tells Bhakta Bill to take the paper clip off.
Huh?
Huh?
По това време давахме джапите на Прабхупад с кламърче за името и Прабхупад взема джапата на Бхакта Бил и махна кламъра и му я върне и той ще да припадне, че Прабхупад му мантрува.
Probably didn't like the new invention.
Не харесва тази това ново видение, че си слагали кламър, за да отбележат място до където.
Imagine what would happen if we handed him a clicker. Hey, he's probably chanted on the beads and said, "Your name is Bhavananda." Purushottam was shocked. He said, "Prabhupada, we already have a Bhavananda."
И Пурушотам беше шокиран, но вече имаме Бхавананда.
They said, "Oh, your name is Bhagavan."
И тогава каза, твоето име е Бхагаван.
So then, before that, Kirtananda had asked me, he said, because I was the treasurer, he said, "Do you want the $10 feast or the $15 feast?"
И преди посещението бях попитал, какъв фист искам, за $10 или за $15?
I was trained up by Gargamuni how to be the treasurer.
$10
fee. I said, of course the $10 fee. Of course the $10 fee and the $15 fee were the same anyhow. It was sweet rice and apple chutney.
Това беше слава корис с ябълко чатни.
Unlimited sweet rice and apple chutney.
Много, много слава корис и ябълко чатни.
And we slept overnight. We were there for a few days.
Ние там бяхме няколко дена.
So I remember sleeping on top of the remnants of the apple chutney and the.
Because
we were too tired to mop the floor.
Върху остатъците от това ябълко чатни, защото бяхме твърде уморени да измием пода.
We slept on a, you know, sticky floor.
But
it was fantastic, prasadam. And at that time, everyone had a nice appetite. Everyone ate themselves to sleep. And the next morning was time for taking a shower. No, that was, at that time, there was no shower. There was a lake called Agasura. Actually, no, it was called the Kaliya Ga. And so we had to climb down this mountain, this hill, in order to get to the lake. But the hill was all muddy. So you kind of slipped down the hill, bathed in the muddy lake. And when you came back, you were muddier than when you went down. That was the one time Prabhupada was always lecturing. He said, you know, we're not this body. And at that time I realized I'm not the body. To some degree.
Wow,
this really makes a lot of sense. One time, Hari Griva came there at that time. Not Hari Griva, Ray Rama, to talk to Prabhupada.
Oh, that was a disaster for Ray Rama.
Ray Rama,
And he went upstairs to the attic. And I sat downstairs trying to listen to what they were saying. And Prabhupada said, you know, Krishna is not black. Why did you put a black picture of Krishna on the cover?
That's what Prabhupada said.
Yeah. Arjuna is not black, like he said. Arjuna is not black. Why did you put a black picture? There's a Bhakti Godhead, one of the first ones, and Krishna is there and Arjuna is black on the cover.
На едно от първите списания обратно при Бога е имало картина, на която Арджуна бил изрисуван като тъмен и Прабхупад казал, Арджуна не е тъмен, защото си го нарисува така.
So I thought Рей Рама would say, well, I'm sorry, you know, but he started to argue with Prabhupada.
Но мислех, Рей Рама ще каже, не, извинявам, Прабхупад, не, той почна да спори.
And the more he argued with Prabhupada, the heavier Prabhupada got.
И колкото повече той спореше с него, толкова по-Прабхупад ставаше тежък, твърд.
Till finally Ray Rama figured that he wasn't going to get any heavier than Prabhupada was going to get. So he quit. And he came down and was just like bewildered, you know. He said all he's trying to do is, you know. But later on we found out that Ray Rama actually had a few problems.
So.
A few other problems too.
Sex.
Well, Prabhupada said, you know, Ray Rama left the movement and said, Prabhupada denies love. So later we found out, so we were wondering, you know, what kind of love did Prabhupada deprive Ray Rama of? So Prabhupada said, you can't live with your boyfriend. In any case, it was the wild days of the Hare Krishna movement.
И така е, че разбрах. По това време това бяха дивите първи дни на движението.
And then the remnants of Prabhupada's prasadam came down.
Дойдоха веднъж Махапрасадам от Прабхупада.
And by the time I got there, there was only salt left.
И по това време, докато аз се добера до чинията, имаше само солване.
Tablespoon of salt.
Една лъжица солт.
Yeah. I got very thirsty, but and when I got second initiation, Purushottam hands me this piece of paper on it. And because no one knew no one could read Sanskrit, but it was a transliteration. But whoever wrote it didn't know it either.
The Gayatri Mantras.
And it was practically illegible. So I'm looking at it, it's in the dark. The kirtan's going on. I can't hear what Prabhupada's saying.
Аз гледам на това лище, което не може да чете, нищо не чувам, защото кирата
на. To me it looks like hieroglyphics.
На мен, за мен изглежда като иероглифи.
And Prabhupada's repeating mantra and expect me to repeat it back.
И Прабхупад казва мантрата и очаква аз да я повтарям.
So he thought maybe I fell asleep, so he taps me on the head.
И той си помисли, че аз съм заспал и така потупа по главата.
Wake me up.
За да ме събуди.
Anyhow, somehow or another, we got through
it.
But it took me a couple of years to actually find out what the mantra is. They weren't readily available. And the piece of paper they gave me was more or less useless. And no one else was 100% clear exactly what the mantra is.
Сигурен какви бяха мантрите.
It's like the Sannyas mantra. Around 10 years after I learned what the actual Sannyas mantra was. After I took Sannyas.
След като получих Sannyas, 10 години след това научих Sannyas mantra.
Because my Sannyas guru didn't know what the mantra was.
Защото моят Sannyas guru не знаеше мантрата.
So he gave me a different mantra.
But
anyhow, that's his kind of just for in the pioneering days. But what impressed me the most was that Prabhupada whenever I saw him, he was always the same philosophy.
Това, което ме впечатли, е, че Шрила Прабхупада говореше за едно и също нещо, когато и да го вижда.
And that Prabhupada was always trying to tell everyone the same thing.
И се опитваше да каже на всеки едно и също нещо.
There wasn't any kind of different philosophy or different approach.
Нямаше различна философия, различен начин на представяне.
That everyone is Krishna's servant eternally.
Това, че всички сме вечно слуги на Кришна.
And everyone should serve Krishna. Utilize their energies to serve Krishna.
Всички трябва да използват енергиите си да служат по Кришна.
It wasn't that someone is going to become something special, something other than Krishna's servant.
Но означаваше, че някой ще стане нещо друго, специално, различно от слуга на Кришна.
But he was trying to encourage everyone, as Patita Pavana Prabhu was saying, to become guru.
Но той окуражава се всички по някакъв начин, както Патита Павна Прабху каза, да стане гуру.
That doesn't mean that everyone has to become Diksha guru.
Това не означава, че всички трябва да станат Диксха гуру.
Matter of fact, Prabhupada advises in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's better off that we don't become Diksha gurus.
Всъщност Прабхупада в Chaitanya Charitamrita съветва по-добре да не ставаме Диксха гуру.
Because unless one is liberated,
докато човек не е освободен,
one will actually think he's become a Diksha guru.
Защото ако не е освободен, той ще започне да се мисли, че е всъщност станал дикшен.
And when one is actually thinking himself to be any connection with his body, he's not guru, he's guru.
И когато някой започне да се мисли каквато и да е връзка да се отъждести с тялото, тогава вече не е гуру, а гуру.
But what we're supposed to become is an instrument for Krishna.
Но трябва да станем инструменти на Кришна.
That nimitra matram bhavasava sajjan. Just become an instrument, Krishna says.
Krishna каза, просто стани инструмент.
Yari deka tarika Krishna upadesh amara aga guruhana taridesh. Whoever you meet, try to tell them about Krishna.
Който и да срещнеш, опитай се да му кажеш за Кришна.
Then, that way you'll actually become guru.
По този начин ще станеш гуру.
That is actually guru. Това one who acts as an instrument to tell others about Krishna, to help them become Krishna conscious.
Когато и да видим, да казваме за, да им казваме за Кришна и да действаме като инструмент на Кришна.
Just like from the ladies we have Janavi Devi Dasi.
Например, има от жените на Janavi Devi Dasi.
What the conception of initiating guru was at that time is probably quite different from what our conception is.
От това време концепцията за посвещаваш гуру е доста била по-различна, отколкото имаме сега.
But she was considered an acharya at least.
Но тя е считана сигурно за ачария.
There's no mention she gave classes during the Katori festival when all the great devotees were there. What she did was she cooked for all the devotees.
И в Катори фестивал, както е описано в книгите, не се казва, че тя е давала лекции, но се знае, че е готова за преданите.
She's actually in the wife of Lord Nityananda.
Тя е всъщност жената на Нитянанда.
She is the eternal spiritual potency.
Тя е вечна духовна
енергия. Expansion of Shrimati Radharani.
Разширение на Шримати Радхарани.
But she was guru and she taught to cook, she distributed prasadam.
Тя е била гуру, тя е разпространяла прасадам.
So distributing prasadam, distributing the holy name, distributing knowledge about Krishna, then one is guru.
Разпространяване на прасада, на святото име, на знание за Кришна, това е да си гуру.
At the end of Prabhupada's pastimes,
накрая на забавлението на Шрила Прабхупада,
when, well, let's take it back a little bit. When they asked Prabhupada, Tamil Krishna Maharaj, in April of 1677, Tamil Krishna Maharaj said, Prabhupada, I read last night about the Gaudiya Math in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and how some of the disciples of the followers of Dvaitacharya had become asara or useless.
This пролетта на 77-ма Тамо Кришна Махарадж ще го попитал Прабхупада, че прочел в Чайтанья Чаритамрита как някои от синовете на Двайта Ачарья станали сара или безполезни.
Because they didn't follow the orders of Advaita Acharya.
Защото не следвали съветите на Advaita Acharya.
And how you very strongly criticize your god brothers for not following the orders of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada.
И също така той казва, Шрила Прабхупада, ти критикуваш твоите духовни брати, които не следват стриктно наставлението на Шрила Бхактисиддханта Сарасвати.
And then in that conversation, Prabhupada was Tama Kishmara says, well, I don't think any of us are actually qualified to become Guru
Prabhupada. Not yet. Prabhupada
said, yes, you know, the purification has to be complete. A little thing. Yeah, strictly follower.
Strictly the slavers.
In other words, that's the minimum qualification.
Така че минималната квалификация да сме стриктно за следването.
The real qualification is to be situated in transcendence, in Krishna consciousness.
Истинската квалификация да сме установени в трансценденталността, в Кришна съзнание.
Because if one is actually Krishna conscious, then one can tell others how to become Krishna conscious too.
Защото ако някой е Кришна съзнание, ще може да каже на другите как да бъде.
In a dynamic way.
По един динамичен начин.
Just like when Vidura came back from pilgrimage.
Също както когато се върнал Vidura от поклонение.
Maharaj Yudhisthira greeted him.
Maharaj Yudhisthira го посрещнал.
And said, Bhavan Vidas Bhagavatas Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Vibho Tirtha Kurvani Tirthani Swantakstena Katavrataha. The saints like yourself, they're actually verily places of pilgrimage.
Така, светци като тебе са всъщност места за поклонение.
Because they carry within them. Because wherever they go, they turn that place into a place of pilgrimage. Because they carry Krishna within their heart. So that's guru.
It
doesn't matter if initiating guru, whatever guru, shiksha guru. That is actually guru. One who is actually bringing Krishna wherever they go. But there are others that may not be on that platform. Prabhupada writes to Janardhan in 1968. He said there are others, just like Srimati Radharani. She's Mahabhagava. She considers that even her subordinate associates are actually better qualified to serve Krishna than she is. Well, actually, Prabhupada first said, the words of Bhaktivinoda Thakura is as good as scripture because he's a liberated soul.
Като писанията, защото са написани от освободена душа.
And then he said, he's on the same level as Srimati Radharani.
Той е на същото ниво, както Шимати Радхарани.
Радхарани never considers herself a great devotee. She just considers herself a servant of Krishna.
Тя никога не се счита за велик предан, тя се счита за слуга на Кришна.
And she considers sometimes even her subordinate followers as her guru.
Teacher.
That's actually qualification, Prabhupada said, for one to become guru. But then Prabhupada said there are others who are not on that level, but they can also act as guru. Provided that they strictly follow the liberated souls. So that more or less defines all of us. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Yari Deka Tarikaha Krishna Bidesh Amar Aga Guru Tanahari Desh. Whoever you meet, you try to help them become Krishna conscious.
That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, който и да видите, опитайте се да му помогнете да разбере Кришна.
And that way act as actually guru.
И така действате като guru.
So then Prabhupada, and this is April 77, Prabhupada is talking to Tama Krishna Maharaj, said a little thing strictly follower.
Малко нещо е да бъдем поне стриктно последователи.
And what is that strictly follower? Prabhupada elaborates.
И какво означава стриктно следване?
He said just like our Gaudiya Math.
Както в Gaudiya Math.
They wound up instead of actually preaching, trying to serve Krishna consciousness.
Вместо да проповядват и разпространяват Кришна съзнание.
They started to make elaborate plans to get rice and chapatis.
Те започнаха
да дал and chapatis.
Да почват да планират как да се здобият с рис, дал и чапати.
Said no books, no preaching. Just ring the bell and get chapati, rice. Show the deity and get rice, dal and chapati.
Звънете, правете арати, покажете муртите и получете прасад.
Show people the deity and show them the donation box.
Покажете им божествата, покажете им кутията с дарение.
So then at the end of that conversation, Prabhupada said, "Be very." He said, "I've given you everything."
Накрая на този разговор Прабхупада казва, аз съм ви дал всичко.
He said, be very, he said the GBC has to be very vigilant.
GBC трябва да е много внимателно.
More or less. That everything is there, I've given you the books, the temples, everything is there. Be very vigilant. Don't let this happen to the movement.
Не ставите това подобно нещо, както с Gaudiya Math да се случи с това движение. Аз съм ви дал всичко, книгите, божествата, храмовете.
Because the devotees were obviously we were immature then, and we're probably still immature now.
Разбира се, по това време били доста незрели, дори и до сега сме незрели.
But then, one month later, May 77.
Един месец по-късно, през май 77.
I remind you, the eldest, the devotee who was in the movement the longest at that time was Kirtananda.
Преданият, който бил най-дълго движение, Kirtananda Swami.
And a few others, they had gotten initiation in 1966. So they were like the ancient devotees, the ancient sages in our society. They had been initiated 10 years. So therefore they were practically self-realized. Experienced devotees.
Най-опитните се би познали се предан.
So the GBC met with Prabhupada, asking questions. Because Prabhupada was ill at that time.
Срещнали с Прабхупад и му задали въпроси.
And one of the questions it was, Prabhupada, how will the movement go on after your disappearance, and how will it go on now?
Как да продължи движението сега, как след като ти напуснеш?
So Prabhupada said, I will name some of you.
After
this is finished up, I'll name some of you.
Аз ще посоча някои от вас.
To act as officiating acharyas.
Да действат като ачари.
And then Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, "You mean Ritvik Prabhupada?"
Tamal Krishna Maharaj каза, "Имаш предвид Ритвик ли, Прабхупада?"
So Tamal Krishna Maharaj was the original propounder of Ritvik philosophy.
Той бил изначално.
Because I think somewhere or another he had read something about Ritvik was one who sat in during the ceremony, you know, who performed the ceremony on behalf of someone else.
И той бил прочел някъде, че Ритвик означава този, който стои и прави церемонията от името на някой друг.
In a formal fire sacrifice in Vedic culture, the Ritvik would, instead of performing the sacrifice for his own benefit, it would be for the benefit of someone else.
В ведическата култура на жертвоприношение, този, който стоял и правил жертвоприношението, не го правил за себе си, за някой друг, от името на някой друг.
So Prabhupada didn't say anything, actually. Ritvik officiating, sorry, whatever it meant.
И Прабхупада всъщност не коментирал.
And then Prabhupada tried to explain what he, you know, what it was all about, but he kept on getting cut off.
И Прабхупада се опитвал да обясни.
So it becomes very confusing. But we get words like disciple of my disciple, just see.
Не мога да се разбере, защото е бил прекъсван, но се чуват някои изречения, като той каза, ученици на моите ученици, вижте.
But from my impression, probably was quite surprised by all the emphasis they were putting on this whole thing.
Но от това, което от мен не направи впечатление, че Прабхупада изглеждаше учуден от това, което се опитват те да направят, като много подчертава този проблем.
The Prabhupada has just spent 10 years trying to train us up under another, more or less another idea. Under a system of cooperating together under a GBC.
с GBC.
Taking shelter of the words of the Acharya.
Да приемем под слово пред думите на Ачария.
And of course he had mentioned, you know, that after my disappearance, my disciples can accept disciples.
Разбира се, той вече е казал как след като аз напусна, моите ученици могат да приемат ученици.
But not that they were, just by accepting disciples, they were going to become any different than what they already were.
И това не означава, че просто като приемат ученици, те ще станат някакви различни от това, което са били.
The whole idea was to spread the Hare Krishna movement.
Просто идеята е да се разпространява движението.
And that everyone was a servant of the servant.
И че всеки е слуга на слуга.
No one had, was going to become anything different from a servant.
И никой не е трябва да стане нещо различно от слуга.
And even if one would accept disciples, one would still be the servant of even the disciples.
И ако дори някой приема ученици, продължава да бъде слуга дори на учениците си.
Maybe the etiquette would be different.
Може би
етикетът
различен, но идеята е същата.
As Prabhupada once said in a lecture in New Vrindavan, he said that the spiritual master, 1972, Nectar Devotion Series, said the spiritual master never considers himself the spiritual master.
Prabhupada казва през 72-а, че духовният учител никога не се счита за духовен учител.
He thinks the spiritual my spiritual master, oh, the super soul is in my heart.
Той си мисли свръхдушата в сърцето ми.
And he is reminding me of the words of my spiritual master. So when I give those same words to my disciples or my followers, then I understand they're not my words, they're the words of my spiritual master being coming through the super soul. And when I see my disciples following those instructions, I understand they're actually following, they're serving my spiritual master. And I learn from them how to become a better servant to my spiritual master through their service. Therefore, the spiritual master also takes even his disciples as his spiritual master, kind of guru. So in 70, then Prabhupada, after saying all that, is very, what has turned out to be rather a confusing conversation. And everyone wants to take from it what they like. Servant to the servant is clear. But what that meant, then Prabhupada is like quite surprised, just, and he repeated it twice, he says, Dhyari Deka, Tarika, Krishna Upadesh, Amara Aga Guruhana Taridesh. Whoever you meet, you know, tell them about Krishna. Not like some complicated thing. Now I'm going to name some of you as guru and you're going to become divine and bless the whole universe.
Нищо такова, че аз ще посоча някой от вас да бъда гуру и ви ще станете изнъж божествени и ще благословите вселената.
No, you're guru if you, everyone's guru if you just preach the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Не, всеки е гуру, ако проповядва.
Why make such a big thing out of this?
Посланието на Махапрабху, защо правите от това такъв голям въпрос?
And then Prabhupada later on in the same conversation repeats the same thing over again. Yari Deka, Tarika, Krishna Upadesh. Not that the position of guru should be taken lightly by the disciple. Because for the disciple, the guru is as good as God. So
that
by taking the guru as good as God, one can learn how to take everyone else. All the other devotees is as good as God too.
И като се научи да приема своя учител като добър като Бога, и така ще се научи да се отнася и с другите като.
And one can take oneself as a servant of Krishna and his devotees.
И така да разбере, че ние сме слуги и на Кришна и неговите предани.
But not that I become guru and therefore everyone else is, I'm as good as God and everyone else is something else.
А не, аз ставам гуру и аз съм вече добър като Бога, а всички други са нещо различно.
Then that same kind of attitude and information will be conveyed to one's disciples.
Защото същото настроение и информация ще бъде предадено на учениците.
And cause disturbance.
И ще причини проблем.
No, if the guru is actually as good as God, then he'll teach his disciples how to act in harmony with all the other devotees.
Ако наистина гуру действа от тази позиция, то ще научи учениците си да се копират да бъдат в хармония с другите.
That's the expertise of the guru.
Това е опитността на гуру.
The transcendental discrimination and expertise is how to get everyone to love each other and work cooperatively with each other.
Трансценденталната опитност е да се накарат, както да бъдат научени всички да се кооперират заедно.
If we can't love each other, at least we should cooperate with each other.
Ако не можем да се обичаме заедно, поне трябва да се кооперираме.
Especially to spread the Hare Krishna movement.
Особено да разпространяваме Hare Krishna.
We're not just supposed to embrace each other. That's not our only service.
Не ние служим само да се привръщаме.
Service is to work together to spread, to tell everyone about Krishna, not just ourselves.
Да работим заедно, да казваме не само себе си, но другите за Кришна.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had his kirtans in Shiva Sangha for some time.
За известно време Чайтанья Махапрабху имал киртани на Шрива Санга.
And then he broke open the storehouse of love of God and went out everywhere and did Harinam and spread Krishna consciousness.
И после той отворил съкровищницата на любовта към Бога и пътувал навсякъде, за да разпространява любовта към Бога.
So there's a time to get together with the devotees and relish Krishna consciousness together.
Така че има време, когато трябва заедно с преданите да вкусваме Кришна съзнание.
And there's a time to break open the storehouse of love of God and spread it to others too.
И има време, когато трябва да отворим тази съкровищница на любовта и да разпространим на другите.
So the leaders of the society are those who actually understand that.
Лидерите в обществото са тези, които всъщност разбират това.
Later on, 77, November 77, some Indian gentlemen came to see Srila Prabhupada.
По-късно през 77 един индиец дойде да види Прабхупад.
And they asked the Prabhupada's caretakers to leave the room.
И те помоли слугите на Прабхупад да излязат от стаята.
They thought maybe Prabhupada's caretakers were pressuring Prabhupada.
Те си помислили, че те, които се грижат за Прабхупад, му оказват някакъв натиск.
So Prabhupada wouldn't be able to tell them the truth.
И той няма да има възможност да им каже истината.
So they said to Swamiji when they left, when the caretakers left, Swamiji, who will be the next leader of the Hare Krishna movement?
И когато слугите излезли, те питали Swamiji, кой ще е следващият лидер в движението?
So then they left. And the caretakers, Tamakrishna Maharaj and others, came back into the room.
И те мъже се тръгнали, след това Tamakrishna Maharaj и другите влезли в стаята.
And they asked Prabhupada, what do they want? You know, why do we have to leave the room?
So
Prabhupada said that they asked me who the next leader would be. So he said all my disciples would be the next leader. He said not that I name anyone as the next leader. He said all in proportion to their understanding and following my instructions, they become the leader.
Той казва, не означава, че аз трябва да посоча някой за лидер, а тези, които в степента, в която те следват моите инструкции, ще бъдат лидери.
I said, you can also, Prabhupada told this Indian gentleman, you can also become the leader.
И той казва, тези индийски мъже, ама и ви също може да бъдете лидери.
You try to understand the instructions and follow it, and then you'll be the next leader too.
Опитайте се да разберете инструкциите, да ги следвате, и ще станете следващия лидер също.
So there's no barrier for anyone becoming a leader.
Няма бариера за който е да стане лидер.
One may eventually take this, you know, initiate people into the Hare Krishna movement.
Някой може да приеме това, за да посвещава нови хора в движението.
So when they think, oh, they become the next leaders.
И така да си мислят другите, а това стана, този стана следващия лидер.
But it has nothing to do with becoming the next leader.
Това няма нищо общо с това.
It may even be an obstacle to becoming the next leader.
Дори може да е проблем за това човек да е.
Historically speaking, we see there some of my friends, and they, relatively speaking, they were more advanced than others.
И исторически погледнато, да речем, моите приятели, те са относително казано били по-напреднали от другите.
They weren't demons in disguise who joined the Hare Krishna movement.
Те не са били демони, скрити демони, които са присъединили движението.
And it was revealed after they fell down.
И това се разкри, и се разкрило, когато те са се тръгнали.
No, they were neophyte devotees.
Не, те бяха начинаещи приятели.
Who was, you know, had their own anarthas.
С техните собствени анарти.
Struggling with their own problems.
Who were
given a very difficult service.
им дарил много трудно служение.
With very little support.
С много малко подкрепа.
Because probably no one else knew what to do either.
Защото никой друг не е знал какво да се прави.
And they didn't know how to take shelter properly.
Те не са знали как правилно да приемат последните толпа.
Through his books and through his association.
Чрез неговите книги и общуване с неговите инструкции.
And they got into difficulty, thinking that they had become something that they were not becoming.
И те си навлекли проблеми, започвайки да мислят, да се мислят за нещо, което те не са били.
They thought they were becoming the masters of so many followers.
Те започнали да си мислят, че стават господари на толкова много последователи.
And they forgot they were actually only an insignificant servant to Prabhupada.
И се забравили, че са незначителни слуги на Прабхупада.
And they got themselves into some difficulty.
И така се навлекли проблеми.
While others humbled, not allowed to take anything but a humble position, had no alternative but to turn to Prabhupada. Had no alternative.
They
had no power or authority. And they were able to survive. So we think we're going to be somehow or another in the future we're going to become something other than a servant to Prabhupada.
Ако си мислим, че в бъдеще ще стане нещо различно от слуги на Прабхупада.
That's called illusion. And those who simply humbly try to spread, you know, become Krishna conscious by taking shelter of Prabhupada's instructions.
А тези, които смирено се опитват да служат на инструкциите на Прабхупада.
And trying to become an instrument for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, tell others, whoever we meet, about Krishna.
Да станат инструменти в мисията на Чайтанья Махапрабху, ще се опитват да кажат на всички за Кришна.
Not that only the innocent, we go out, we find the innocent people, and we tell them about Krishna.
Не отиваме на улицата, за да намерим само единствено невинните, за да им кажем.
And everyone else in the movement, it's not necessary, because they already know everything about Krishna. What can I tell them?
И да не казваме нищо на останалите в движението, защото вече знаят всичко за
Кришна. And if that's true, we should assist them in their mission to spread Krishna consciousness.
Дори да е вярно, ние трябва да асистираме, да помагаме на тях в тяхната мисия да разпространяват.
So whether it's our wife or our husband or our children or our friends or whatever, we should try to help them become Krishna conscious.
Така че ние трябва да помагаме на всички, дали са нашите съпруга, деца, приятели.
That's the mission of Srila Prabhupada. That's what he was perfect at.
Това е мисията на Шрила Прабхупада.
Everyone he met, he tried to help them become Krishna conscious.
Всеки, когато той срещнал, му е помагал да стане Кришна съзнател.
And he was empowered to do that.
И той бил упълномощен да направи.
For that reason, Krishna consciousness spread all over the world.
И заради това Кришна съзнание се разпространило навсякъде.
So that's our mission too. Serve Prabhupada's instructions.
Това е нашата мисия, да служим
на
инструкциите.
Try to help ourselves and others become Krishna conscious.
Да помагаме на себе си, на другите да станат Кришна съзнателни.
Then we'll be connected with the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Да сме свързани така с мисията на Чайтанья Махапрабху.
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will mercifully give us his association, the Panchatattva.
И Чайтанья Махапрабху милостиво ще ни даде своето общуване и общуването на Панчататва.
And that in his association will feel a constant separation from Krishna's associates in Vrindavan.
От това общуване ние ще развием усещане на раздял от Кришна и от неговите предани от Вриндавана.
That way we'll enter into the spiritual world.
И така ще може да влезем в духовния свят.
And become effective in spreading Krishna consciousness.
И така ще има ефект нашето усилие да разпространяваме Кришна съзнание.
Expert management is necessary.
Опитният менеджмент е необходим.
But there has to be some reason for all the management.
Но трябва да има причина, смисъл за менеджерството.
Bring Krishna into the world.
Да въведем Кришна в света.
And invite everyone to come back to the spiritual world.
И да покарим всички да се върнат обратно в духовния свят.
So that's Ратха-ятра.
Това е Ратха-ятра.
Come back with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna back to Vrindavan.
Да се върнем в Вриндавана с Чайтанья Махапрабху и с Кришна.
So, благодаря.
Благодаря.
Any questions, comments? Would you like to make some comments? Yes.
Question.
Yes.
In India, often you say Arjun painted as black. Because previously, in one sense, Arjun and Krishna were Narayana and Narayan. So, What was the story on that?
I have no idea.
То в Индия въпрос е, често може да се види картина на Арджуна, че е бил тъмен черен. И каква е историята?
Well, from my impression, from all I can see, is that it wasn't probably got disturbed with Ray Rama because he had that picture on the cover.
От моето впечатление, Прабхупад не толкова се възмутил от тая картина.
But Prabhupada was disturbed because when he made that comment, Ray Rama challenged him back.
Но това било причината, било, че притеснението, че когато Прабхупад направил този коментар, Рама се възпротивил.
That was more the issue than exactly what was on the cover.
Това било всъщност истинския проблем, не толкова картината.
Prabhupada was not going to let Ray Rama take the position of his spiritual authority.
Прабхупад не искал Рай Рама да вземе позиция на негов духовен авторитет.
Did Srila Prabhupada criticize Rai Ram for anything else? Because he was destroying Bhakti Godhead. He was doing book reviews of karmic books, accepting advertisements, interviews with the Beach Boys about Maharishi, and it was becoming a mess under Rai Ram.
What was the first sentence?
He was accepting
something else.
Yes, he did. He criticized because he was destroying Bhakti Godhead, Rai Ram.
Дали Прабхупад нещо също е коментирал друго за неговите действия, защото той на практика разрушава Бхакти Годхед.
Прабхупад
интервюта с
Прабхупад was quite liberal actually.
Прабхупад всъщност е бил доста либерален.
I mean, he gave some instructions.
Той дал някакви инструкции.
I mean, just imagine in the beginning when I joined, everyone dressed as a sannyasi.
Началото, когато аз се присъединих, всички се обличаха като
sannyasi. Everyone had this top like this.
Всички носиха
Because we had the tail on the back for it. But we had everyone, because Prabhupada dressed like that, so we dressed like that too. All the ladies were all gopis. We called all the ladies gopis. So and Prabhupada didn't object. He we did outrageous things.
Прабхупад не се възпротивяваше, дори когато сме правили странни неща.
But Prabhupada didn't immediately jump on us.
Веднага той не се нахвърляше.
I remember when I joined, the Malati Devi Dasi had just found some Jagannath deities at Pier 1.
We talked about that yesterday, how she found them for free.
Yeah. And so everyone in the movement, I guess practically everyone got one of the deities.
Тя беше намерила малки мути на Джаганат и постепенно в движението всички си снесладвиха с такива.
So I got a little Subhadra deity.
Аз получих малко мути на Subhadra deity.
And the idea, if you see there's pictures, devotees have them around their neck.
Може да видите стари снимки, където
преводи
ги носят върху врата.
Yeah, we screwed Lord Jagannath or and we used to wear them around our neck.
Ние побирахме върху главите им кука и ги носихме върху кулата си.
I would say, Jagannath, who should I ask for a quarter next? And he would say, this guy over here. And I'd go say, can he even give?
I had Subhadra, she'd sleep with me at night on my pillow.
Аз спях с Субхадра до главите.
So, I think, I don't know when Prabhupada finally, said something about it. He didn't like the idea we had put screws into the deities. The question was whether we could bring them into the bathroom. I think that's when it was probably over. That was too much. So Prabhupada was generally quite tolerant. I mean, considering who he was dealing with. So he gave instructions gradually about everything. So about Bhakti Godhead also. Whatever it was, I mean, Ray Rama was a devotee who was sincere in his own way, to some extent.
But he broke the principles. That's where he crossed the line.
Yes. And there are many devotees who still break the principles, aspiring devotees.
But Ray Rama, he gave me my first service, stapling back to Godhead.
Той ми дай първото служение. събирам заедно страниците на
специалността.
Той проповядваше много добре, знаеш философия.
He was a writer of Batman comics.
Той бил преди това пишел някакви комикси.
So I brought my mother to meet him. I said, "Mother, he will teach you Krishna consciousness. Please go."
Аз бях забил майка си и казах, той ще ти каже за Кришна съзнание.
So my mother came back and said, "I smoked marijuana with Ray Rama."
Майка ми се върна и каза, ние заедно пушихме марихуана.
I remember when I first joined, when I moved into the temple. I mean, I was already. This is at the very end of 68, the beginning of
69.
I was sitting down and the temple was very, it was just a shack. And we had it was actually a railroad shack. It was a shack.
In Buffalo?
Yeah, on LaSalle Avenue.
A railroad shack?
It was a railroad shack. The floor was actually caved in. It was like this.
Wow.
There's the deities here. Lord Jagannath, we finally put them on some, you know, Burjan had made an altar. And then right next to the deities was this hole in the floor. And they came up, and then gradually there was a little room, and then there was the kitchen.
И храмът бил много малки, мурците, където били при тях, много огромна дупка, и после малко пространство и кухня.
So some of us slept on the top. There was like five devotees at that time in the temple.
Имало пет предни в храма.
So when I moved in, Trivikram had moved in also. So we were sleeping together downstairs in our sleeping bed. And I said, "Isn't it fantastic we're here in the Hare Krishna movement?" I mean, in the temple, there was no movement really. So he said, "Well, I've only been here for a couple of weeks, but a lot of people come, a lot of people leave."
И той казва, ами аз съм тук от няколко седмици, но доста хора идват и си отиват.
Then I heard whoever, you know, you should pray for anyone who comes and leaves.
И аз чух, че трябва да се молим за всеки, който идва и си отива.
So then devotees would come and then devotees would leave and I prayed for them.
И предните идваха и си отиваха, аз се молих.
And then it became so many devotees I couldn't sleep at night.
Бяха толкова много, че повече не мога да спа.
Please help this devotee.
Please help him leave, I need to sleep.
So Chaitanya Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were very merciful. Everyone has a relation with Krishna. They're trying to help the best they can. Sometimes there's a line when they cross the line and they're out. But it's not that they want them to cross the line. They're trying to help and bring them back over the line.
Не така, че Прабхупад иска да пресече линията, иска да ни накара да преминем от линията.
So in the beginning, there are all kinds of, practically everyone is crazy. Sometimes it just becomes more noticeable. So what to speak of the devotees in the movement at that time, we're all completely crazy. Probably due to past association with Krishna consciousness, some, you know, were relatively more sane.
Най-вероятно заради предишен контакт с Кришна съзнание,
някои
са относително по-малко води и могат да продължат да напредват.
Others got a chance and they.
Другите имат шанс.
Was very attractive. Krishna's attractive.
Е бил много привлекателен. Кришна е привлекателен.
They became attracted to Prabhupada.
Те се привлекли от Прабхупада.
They were willing to render some valuable service.
Искали се да отдадат някакво служение.
But they couldn't give up some of their bad habits. And sometime they had, you know, temporarily they had to leave. But they'll be back again sometime.
But Ray Rama came back to Prabhupada around 75 and wanted to be readmitted, but on his own terms. And it was very, very rare. Prabhupada rejected him.
Рам се върна през 75 и иска да бъде отново приятно на него, както той иска и Прабхупада. Което се случило много рядко го отхвърля.
Yeah, Prabhupada said you have to give up your bad habits.
Прабхупада казал, трябва да се откажеш от лошите навици.
It sounds terrible, but 8 years later he was dead of AIDS.
Макар че звучи ужасно, но 8 години
по-късно напуснал от скин. These are the main things. The four regulated principles are pretty much hard and fast.
Yeah.
Принципите са много важни.
There are not three regular principles.
No
meat, no fish, no eggs.
was initiated. Prabhupada said, what are the principles? And which one is your favorite?
Anything else? Yes.
Един въпрос, който ме засяга лично. А тъй като имам посвещение от духовен учител, който се казва Санкаршана Дикари, и живях близо 2 години в Майпур и всяка година след това хода по 5-6 месеца. И имам някаква много голяма привързаност към Джайпатака с вами. Това оскърбление ли е към духовен учител, който е дал посвещение? И как това може да се изтълкува?
She said, I've been initiated by Sankarshana Das Adhikari, and I've been living for the past couple of years, for a few months in Mayapur. I developed attraction to Jayapataka Swami. Is that an offensive towards my Diksha Guru?
Well, that's the aim of the Diksha Guru.
Това е целта на Дикша Гуру.
To help the disciple develop love for the other devotees.
Да помогне на учениците си да развият любов към другите преданици.
That's called bhakti.
Това се нарича бхакти.
So that's the glory of the Дикша Гуру.
Това е
славата на Дикша Гуру. Просто си свършил работата.
To develop love for all the devotees. Why just Jayapataka Maharaj? We should love all the devotees in proportion to their, as we perceive their service to Krishna.
Не само към Джайпатака Свами, ние трябва да развием Бог към всички според пропорционално на тяхното отдаване и служение на Кришна.
Imagine going back to the spiritual world.
Да си представим обръщане се обратно в духовния свят.
And your spiritual master is there.
И вашия духовен учител е там.
And you only love him.
И вие обичате само него.
And Krishna.
И Кришна.
All the other devotees you just ignore.
Всички други просто ги игнорират.
You're rather unusual.
Доста необичайна.
What's wrong with this gopi?
Какво е станало с тази гопи?
How did she get here?
Как е попаднала тук?
Everyone, there's love for everyone there. That's the perfection.
Има любов към всички там. Това е съвършенство.
One can't be a good servant of his spiritual master unless he develops love for all Krishna and all the devotees.
Не може да бъдем добри слуги на духовния учител, ако не развием любов към другите предани.
At least in proportion to their service to Krishna.
Поне в пропорция на тяхното служение към Кришна.
Can you say something about the so-called Ritwik movement? We've been discussing these people, and as far as I can figure, basically they're the same as Maharishi or Muktananda or any other Apa Sampradaya. They have separated themselves from the Sampradaya and concocted their own philosophy.
Може да кажеш нещо за това движение? Ние ги дискутирахме. Според мен те са като всяка друга Апа Сампрадая. Те са откъснени от Сампрадая.
We're saying they're not actually Ritwiks. Ritwik represents the spiritual master. They have created their own philosophy.
Ние казваме, те дори не са ритвици, които представят своя учител. Те са си създали собствена философия.
Well, they don't say they're Ritwiks. Well, maybe they do. Maybe some of them become Ritwiks.
Може би някои са.
In other words, they give initiation on behalf of Prabhupada. But that's essentially what everyone does anyhow.
So it's included, basically.
Yeah, there's not really any... I mean, when one gives initiation, and one is not thinking, I'm giving you initiation, I'm doing it on behalf of the disciple succession.
When one gives посвещение, I'm giving you посвещение, I'm doing it on behalf of the disciple succession.
I'm just, you know, one of the instruments in the disciple succession.
Аз съм просто един от инструментите в тази последователност.
But there are so many types of philosophies amongst them.
Има толкова различни идеи.
But basically speaking, the nice thing about it is that they want to have faith in Prabhupada.
Поне единственото добро нещо е, че те искат да имат вяра в Прабхупада.
But some of them, because due to lack of knowledge and maturity, they take it to an extreme.
Някои от тях заради липса на знание и зрялост, те го довеждат до някаква крайност.
But faith in Prabhupada means faith in his disciples.
Yeah, in other words.
Вяра в Прабхупада значи вяра в учениците му.
Just as we may lack some maturity, so they lack you. Maybe
so
more maturity.
So they become 99%, but the last 1% they've lost. and it's like a weak link in the chain which becomes useless.
Може би те имат вяра, обаче липса им този важен процент и като нямат връзка, става безполезен.
I wouldn't say useless.
Не бих казал безполезен.
Especially if they distribute Prabhupada's books.
Особено ако разпространяват книгите на Прабхупада.
If they're actually repeating what Prabhupada says,
ако повтарят това, което казва Прабхупада,
it's not useless.
Не,
but because they don't understand Prabhupada's emphasis on the GBC.
Понеже не разбират наставлението на Прабхупада за GBC.
And what is the actual position of the initiation in the simple succession?
И каква е истинската позиция на посвещението в ученическата последователност?
Therefore, their potency is diminished.
И затова тяхната сила намалява.
And they've come up with all kinds of strange ideas.
И те са измислили какви ли не странни идеи.
But then again, if we haven't perfectly understood these things either.
Но от друга страна, ние не сме разбрали съвършено тези неща също.
But at least we have understood them enough to keep together.
Но поне сме ги разбрали достатъчно да продължаваме заедно.
So we can go on getting Krishna and Prabhupada's mercy in such a way as to strengthen our understanding of what Prabhupada meant by the GBC. What he meant by initiation.
И така поне достатъчно разбираме, развиваме да осъзнаваме повече инструкциите на Прабхупад, какво има предвид от GBC, отдаване на Кришна.
So we can learn more appreciation.
И така имаме повече
for those who are preaching and trying to become Krishna conscious.
Така може да развиваме да оценяваме тези, които проповядват.
The problem with their philosophy is they become too critical.
Проблема в тяхната философия е, че стават критични.
And they not able to appreciate the service that devotees are rendering.
И вече не могат да оценят служението на преданите.
It's easy to criticize the GBC, and it seems sometimes they're like sitting ducks for criticism, basically.
Лесно да се критикува GBC, понякога е едно. Това те подканят да ги.
The difference between ISKCON and Gaudiya Math is that ISKCON has followed Prabhupada's instructions of having a GBC, and as a result, the movement is spreading, the temples are coming, new devotees are coming, books are being printed, and it's basically due to having a GBC, which means following Prabhupada.
И разликата между ISKCON и Gaudiya Math е, че ISKCON следва инструкциите на Прабхупада за GBC, че има GBC и така се разпространява.
We can understand without a GBC, we would be like Gaudiya Math.
Ако нямаше това, ние щяхме да сме като другите гълдима.
Yes, just, yeah, I agree. But also, the GBC will become the GBC when actually the world becomes Krishna conscious.
GBC ще бъде истински GBC, когато светът е Кришна осъзнат.
Prabhupada gave them a big mission.
Прабхупада е дал голяма мисия.
For a spiritual revolution.
За духовна революция.
So it's not enough to make some devotees. The Gaudiya Math also makes devotees.
Не е достатъчно само да се правят.
It's not enough to have book distribution strong in some areas and weak in others.
Усилено книгово разпространение на някои места, но слабо.
The GBC will actually fulfill Prabhupada's desire, but there's actually a revolution around the world to make people become Krishna, to help people become Krishna conscious.
Тогава те ще станат истински, ще изпълнят мисията на Прабхупад, когато направят революция в хората.
But at least it's there and it's doing something and making some progress.
Но поне там и нещо става, има някакъв прогрес.
And Prabhupada was in India when there were some problems with the devotees in Japan.
Когато Прабхупад бил веднъж в Индия, имало проблеми с преданите в Япония.
Japanese, they were doing some illegal activities and the Japanese government became disturbed and
тези преданици там вършили някакви незаконни дейности и правителството били притеснено.
Practically closed the movement.
На практика затворили движението.
So when Prabhupada's one devotee started to criticize, not one of Prabhupada's god brothers, started to criticize, oh Swamiji, his movement is being destroyed in Japan, they're doing so much nonsense.
Един от духовните брати започна да критикува, че ученици на Прабхупад правили такива глупости и това довело до затваряне на движението.
So Prabhupada said, well, he's criticizing so much our movement in Japan.
Прабхупад коментира, той критикува толкова много нашето движение.
But at least I have a movement in Japan.
Нашето движение е поне на коя си имам движение в Японе.
What does he have?
Какво той има?
Rice and dal. Actually, if we think, there is no Gaudiya Math. Gaudiya Math was destroyed and they created so many different little mutts. So basically the same thing could have happened to ISKCON. It could have been this ISKCON and that ISKCON instead of the central. But by the grace of the GBC, there's a central ISKCON.
And we're trying to make it according to what the Prophet wants. And everyone can help.
This is something that strikes me, is that, for example, disciples of yourself or other of my God brothers who are initiating, they're very attached to
Prabhupada.
We have been discussing this at Palam Panachiyate, that I can't know you by looking at you, but I can know you by seeing what you have created.
Аз не мога да се спознаят, да те гледам, но мога да разбера за твоите резултати.
Yes. And everyone who's participating and following Prabhupada's instructions.
Всеки, който участва и следва,
they're also attached to Prabhupada.
Те също са привързани към Прабхупада.
So all in all, really, it's quite remarkable what has gone on. It's due to following Srila Prabhupada.
Yes.
Удивително е как се развива движението заради това, че се следва Шрила Прабхупада.
All right. Thank you very much. Grantaraj, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Kijai. Srila Prabhupada, Kijai. Samaveda Bhaktivrinda, Kijai. Or Premananda.
Haribo.
Pralalananda Maharaj, Kijai. Haribo.
Gita Pavananda, Kijai.
Kijai.